The 112th Congress officially begins today, and as they get ready to take over the House, Republicans have promised to cut government spending and look into issues of government waste. Bob Cusack is managing director of The Hill and joins us to discuss Congress's agenda and how it could affect government agencies. Bob, it's great to have you back. Thanks for joining us.
Always and happy, a pleasure.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you as well.
Okay, they're back in session today. You're going to have a busy day just watching what's going on. What's the first thing they're going to take on?
Well, I think that the first order of business is going to be swearing in the members. Vice President Joe Biden will be up there. He'll be swearing in the new senators as well. On the House side, the story is going to be incoming Speaker John Boehner. He's going to be the new Speaker of the House, and he's going to be outlining how, number one, he's going to run the House, and he says he's going to run it differently than Nancy Pelosi did and Newt Gingrich and Dennis Hastert. He's going to run it in his own way. He's going to outline how he's going to his plan for that as well as his top priorities, and one of them is cutting spending.
And so will they take up the 2011 budget first, or will they? How will they go about that budget question?
That's a very good question, Tom. I think that the continuing resolution goes until March, and they're debating of what to do, because, of course, they haven't finished last year's spending business, but as the new majority in the House, they have a lot on their plate to get going on new appropriations bills. So what we've seen in the past in these transitions of power, we saw it a few years ago when the Democrats won the House from Republicans, is that they just continued a CR, continuing resolution, until the end of the fiscal year. So they were able to get most of their own appropriations bills, the new fiscal year bills, done in time. So I think that is possibly going to be on the table. It's unclear at this point. They haven't made final determinations. One of the first orders of business for them is to repeal the health care reform bill. But as far as spending and government spending, generally speaking, Republicans want to bring back spending to 2008 levels. That's one of their main goals. They have a budget now. They're going to adopt budget rules today. And basically that's not going to pay for tax cuts. But it would be, if you have any legislation that you're going to be introducing and it costs money, well, you've got to have money to offset that cost. And that is going to be something that is going to be a theme throughout the Republican House, is that if you're going to, if it costs money, then you got to pay for it. And beyond that, Republicans are going to be looking to make major cuts in government programs. And I think that's going to be the tough part for them. It's very easy on the campaign trail to say, I'm for reining in government spending. But when you talk about specific programs, whether it's Medicare, Social Security, or funding for education, that's when it gets politically difficult to do. And Republicans have failed in the past to rein in government spending. They say this year is going to be different. We'll see.
Meanwhile, Republican Daryl Issa is going to be in charge of the Oversight and Government Reform Committee. And we talked earlier this hour and a little bit last hour, too, about all of the hearings to look at government waste. A lot of them, and only they've only scheduled the first 3 months, and already the plate just seems remarkably full. What are some of the big ones that you think we should be keeping our eyes out for? And is it going to be possible for him to get all of this done?
I think he's got to be very careful because, and he has been, he says he's not going to look into, like, White House job offers to Joe Sestak, who ran for the Senate. He's not going to kind of look in the past. But he is going to crack down. His theme is also government waste and spending and seeing where billions perhaps could be saved. And that is his mantra going into the new Congress, and as well as other House committee chairmen and subcommittee chairmen who have told us that they, like ISA, are planning many, many hearings where they're going to be bringing up administration officials, scrutinizing their programs, scrutinizing the federal stimulus, scrutinizing the health care reform bill, scrutinizing budget requests that are going to be coming in later this year, next month, and saying where can we cut and what programs are working and what programs are not. And certainly nothing is off the table, whether it be defense spending. Government waste is something that that Congress has tried to crack down on for a long time, but how do you define waste and what is wasteful spending? Some people will say this program is needed, others will say it's not essential, and that'll be the many battles that will be between the White House and Republicans in the House.
We're speaking with Bob Cusack, managing editor of The Hill, and everything we've been talking about and everything, frankly, Daryl Issa is talking about still concerns the one-third of the budget that's discretionary and nothing about the entitlement programs. Whatever happened to the Fiscal Responsibility Commission? Is that just pretty much gone the way of the dodo bird at this point?
Not yet. It still has some life in it. As you know, it didn't get the votes to force a vote in the lame duck session, but it did get some bipartisan support. And Republicans on the Ways and Means Committee have indicated that they want to hold hearings. And I think pieces of what the commission came up with are going to resurface. I don't think it's going to be one proposal that they adopted. But when you're trying to cut spending, and if you're able to pick out pieces of what they came up with and said, well, that was in that proposal, and that supported that was supported by Democrats and Republicans, I'm going to put that in my bill. So I think pieces of what they came up with are going to resurface. They are going to have hearings on that. So unlike many other panel recommendations that go the way of the dodo bird, these are on the ropes, but I still think they have some life in them.
Let's talk money for a minute. Now, we know that there's that federal pay freeze that the president has put into action. The House is going to be voting to cut office expenses and staff salaries by 5%. Is that likely to pass? Does that have a lot of support behind it? And you may not have the numbers off the top of your head, but it just doesn't sound like office expenses would be that big of a deal, really.
No, as far as the money, a House Republican aide said it would save in the range of $35 million in 2011, which is, of course, not going to put any kind of dent in the federal deficit. But it's mostly a symbolic move. It will be voted on. It will attract bipartisan support. Both Republicans and Democrats have said it's time in these tough economic times to tighten the belt. So that means reining in their office expenditures by 5%. I don't think this is going to be a unanimous vote, but I think it's going to be overwhelmingly a bipartisan vote, because I think it's going to be very difficult to defend not voting for it. So that's one of the early moves, mostly symbolic, by the incoming Speaker John Boehner. And I think it's going to be proved to be fairly popular.
And, Bob, we also wanted to ask you about the military budget. There are stories surfacing today that are saying the administration is pushing for even deeper cuts than the $100 billion that have already been proposed by Secretary Gates. So where does that all seem to be headed on the Hill? Sounds like that's going to be a big battle.
That certainly will. Anytime you're talking about defense spending, Republicans more than in the past have indicated that defense spending should be looked at because of the nation's record deficits. But this is something that Robert Gates, he's going to be leaving at some point this year. He's indicated he is going to be leaving his post and retiring. But that's one of the things he really wants to get done, is really get spending under control within the Pentagon. And when you have Robert Gates, who is a trusted advisor of President Obama, who is a trusted advisor of President George W. Bush, making that case, and Gates got a big win with Don't Ask, Don't Tell, the repeal of that policy in the lame duck. That was something that he really pushed, and without his support and his strong support, it wouldn't have gotten done. This is his one of his last goals, is to seek these cuts and try to get these spending. And once again, when you're cutting defense spending, there's going to be a lot of people, whether it be defense manufacturers or lawmakers who represent defense manufacturers, they're going to be balking at any kind of proposed cuts. So that's going to be, I think, a fierce battle, especially when you have two ongoing wars. And really, an indication from the White House that they said, well, we want to start withdrawing troops from Afghanistan this summer. But most people think that any kind of major withdrawal is not going to be happening for a year, if not years down the road. So how do you do that? How do you keep America safe by cutting defense spending? That's going to be the challenge for Robert Gates and the Congress.
So today is going to be the day of the pomp and circumstance and the swearing in and the prayer services, things like that. And the real business of government gets started tomorrow. They really hunker down and get to it.
Yes, the House is going to be a lot more busy than the Senate. Traditionally, that if the Senate, of course, has a smaller Democratic majority than it had last year, but it's still a Democratic-controlled Senate. And usually, if your party is in the White House, controls the White House, you defer to the president. You swear in the members, but you don't do a lot of legislative activity until your president gives his State of the Union address. However, when you're in the opposing party, like the House Republicans now, they're going to be running out of the gate very quickly with this health care repeal law, with these new budget rules. They're going to be get going, just like Nancy Pelosi did to President George W. Bush in 2007 when she was the new speaker. So look for most of the action in January to be in the House. The Senate, I don't think, is going to be really getting going until after the State of the Union.